This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We're speaking all things natural gas here in South Africa. On the line, I'm joined by Yaku Human, who's the executive officer at the Industrial Gas Users Association of South Africa. They've just been through a court battle, and Yaku will join us to unpack this issue, because of course it always ends up being about pricing and methodologies, especially when NERSA is concerned. Yaku, good evening. Thank you so much for your time.
Good evening.
Yeah, let's start off by speaking about this court matter with NERSA and Sasol and yourselves. What exactly was the issue at play?
Its roots actually go back some time when NERSA has determined three maximum price methodologies for the use of natural gas or for the sale of natural gas. The first methodology, which was promulgated in 2013, was actually overturned in the Constitutional Court a few years later. Now, what the Constitutional Court said about the first methodology was that, no, sir, you have to anchor the gas supplier price on its cost, number one. And number two, you have to consider what a price would have been in a competitive environment. So NERSA then moved to determine a second maximum price methodology. And that second price methodology actually had more perverse outcomes than the first one. And it actually resulted in NERSA anchoring its price on foreign indices, commodity indices, which had nothing to do with the guidance that the Constitutional Court provided. And that was really the key to the industrial gas users' argument at the time, is that the second methodology, the judgment that you now refer to, is actually unlawful and irrational. So shortly after the decision on the second methodology by NERSA, of course, the foreign markets changed in such a nature that the gas prices globally spiked, and it actually played out in South Africa. That which we forewarned NERSA on played out in reality. So NERSA is now on its second methodology. It actually now needs to go and reset the gas pricing retrospectively from 2014.
Then I must ask you here, Yaku, because of course we are speaking about then a possible refund there from Sasol and to industry at this point, based on NERSA's decisions and how it has moved in terms of tariffs. Help us understand that one, because of course here that brings Sasol to the fore and spotlight again on issues of gas and security here in South Africa.
So the issue of refunds, actually, when the Constitutional Court ordered NERSA to reset the first methodology that I just referred to, Sasol was actually then obliged to refund the market, because the overall ceiling from the period roughly from 2014 till 2021, the price ceiling actually lowered as a result of that second methodology at the time. Mm-hmm. So Sasol indeed had to refund the market up to that amount that you mentioned. Right now, it is difficult to say what Sasol's obligations may or may not be, simply because we don't know what decision NERSA is going to make on the resetting of a second methodology, number one. Or number two, it is not yet cast in concrete, because both NERSA and Sasol may want to appeal the judgment. So it's still some way to go for us to get clarity on that particular aspect of refund.
What is also interesting here, I think, of course, it also, we re-emphasize the issue of the fact that Sasol still has a monopoly on the gas sector. You and I have spoken in the past about the gas cliff, but we're also not necessarily agreeing on issues of tariffs at this point. So as we try to solve this gas cliff issue, are we hoping that we'll have a better certainty with regards to regulation and the methodologies that are used in costing gas?
We hope so. I mean, on the failure of the second methodology, NERSA actually acknowledged that methodology was a failure. It is not in NERSA's it is not NERSA's prerogative to reverse its decisions. It's actually the High Court that needs to do that. So, but in any event, NERSA moved to implement a third methodology, which is more anchored in cost. It's far from perfect, but it's more anchored on cost basis. So in other words, any future gas that may be needed into South Africa, we believe that there is a mechanism for any potential supplier to cover, to recover those costs. In fact, if you look at all the past methodologies, I mean, no one has run out of money in terms of supplying gas to the South African market to date. You know, in fact, the structure in the market, we would welcome, of course, more competition in the market and the dynamic that is likely to change in the years to come as the natural gas decline set in from 2028 onwards.
And with that said, where are we with the gas cliff there, Jaco? We need to keep checking in on this.
Exactly. It's a critical matter. I mean, we often state that gas is fundamental to the functioning of the manufacturing sector or the, in broad terms, the South African economy. It cuts across all consumer products, things that we use on a daily basis. So it is a critical input. So the gas energy security, we are in deep discussions, of course, with Sasol in terms of its timelines around the potential to extend gas supply beyond June 2026. We're looking at alternative gas imports with international oil companies to facilitate the transition from natural gas supply to liquid natural gas supply going forward. So the timing is a critical issue for us, and we believe that we are making progress with a broad range of stakeholders, including the government, etc. We are far from saying we have a solution, and there are still some critical risks and speed bumps ahead. But I think there's enough willingness from all parties to say, listen, we have a problem. How do we solve this?
Jaco, always a pleasure speaking to you. And as we see more developments, we'll be keen to hear from them. Thank you for your time this evening.
Have a good evening.
All right, that's Jaco Human, Executive Director at Industrial Gas Users Association of South Africa.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.